You are tuned to WKUFLP Flint, 94.3 FM. I'm Malcolm Bondon, and welcome to our presentation of Kate Bush's debut album, The Kick Inside. It was released on February 17, 1978, and although it didn't chart in the U.S., it reached the top 10 in several places throughout the world, including the Netherlands and Portugal, where it peaked at number one. The album also features work by David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, who was the executive producer on two tracks. Since I realized too late that the 45th anniversary of the album's release was this past February 17th, I decided to spotlight it around Kate's 65th birthday, which is July 30th. Along with playing The Kick Inside from start to finish, I'll be talking about the individual tracks, which were all written by Kate, Kate's career in general, including her renewed popularity, which started in 2022. I also have a bonus track to close out the hour. Having written songs since she was 11 years old, Kate Bush recorded demos with the assistance of her two older brothers, who were also musicians. A friend of theirs brought some of these tapes to various record companies in 1972 when Kate was 13. The tapes were passed over, but the friend played them for his friend, David Gilmour. Gilmour liked what he heard and went to meet with the Bush family and was impressed with Kate's songwriting. He put up the money for some better quality demos, and while Pink Floyd recorded their 1975 album Wish You Were Here at Abbey Road Studios, Gilmour played the tapes for record company executives. EMI was impressed and agreed to sign Kate. Two of the demos recorded in June of 1975 were included on The Kick Inside 3 years later, and we'll hear those later on in the show. But we're going to kick off our presentation with a song that Kate performed at the 1978 Tokyo Music Festival, which was an international music contest that ran from 1972 to 1992. Al Green won the top honor in 1978, and Kate shared the silver prize with the sister R&B group The Emotions, best known for their hit, Best of My Love. Featuring a Wales song at the opening, this is Kate with Moving. Yeah. featuring sax work from Alan Skidmore. That was Kate Bush with the saxophone song. Alan also worked with such people as jazz drummer Elvin Jones, Van Morrison, and Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones, just to name a few. The song is also the first of two on the album that was executive produced by David Gilmour. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and you are listening to our special presentation of Kate Bush's debut album, The Kick Inside. And up next is a song about deja vu, synchronicity, and how events sometimes cluster together in what seem like meaningful ways. This is Strange Phenomena.
Go away. We know what we're all gonna say. Dear, right, funny how us on the day that's been. I realize he's there when I turn the light off and turn over. Nobody knows about my man. They think he's lost on some horizon, and suddenly I find myself listening.
As I continue our presentation of Kate Bush's debut LP, The Kick Inside, a beautiful tune executive produced by David Gilmour, The Man with the Child in His Eyes. Kate wrote the song when she was just 13 and recorded it at the age of 16. Although she never stated who she wrote the song about, it's long been assumed it was about Gilmour. She performed the song in her one appearance on SNL on December 9, 1978, which was her American TV debut. She sang the song while sitting on top of a piano being played by Paul Schaefer. The Man with the Child in His Eyes was Kate's first single to make the charts in the U.S., peaking at number 85 on the Billboard Hot 100. Before that, we heard Kite, a funky tune with a reggae beat, and we open up that set with Strange Phenomena. You were tuned to Flint's Ultimate Jukebox, WKUF, and up next is one of my all-time favorite tunes. Kate wrote this song when she was 18 and recorded her vocals for it in just one take, which is amazing. For the longest time, I see this song on various best of lists. I finally got around to listening to it and I was blown away. The song was a huge international hit, reaching number one in several places, including the UK, where it spent 4 weeks at the top. With this tune, Kate became the first female artist in the UK to achieve a number one single with a self-penned tune. This is Wuthering Heights.
Please, it's me, a cafe, a cup home.
man, I never get tired of hearing that one. That was Kate Bush with Wuthering Heights. I recently learned that Pat Benatar did a version on her 1980 album, Crimes of Passion. I listened to it, and she does an outstanding job. It's right up there with the original version to me. In case you're just tuning in, I'm Malcolm Bondin, and you are listening to a special presentation of Kate Bush's debut album, The Kick Inside, which was released in February of 1978. Right now, I'm going to flip the record over, and kicking off side two is a song which features some bouncy piano work from Kate in the intro. This is James and the Cold Gun.
will be just a last, but it will be fine. It will be wonderful. Oh, feel it, oh, feel it, my love. Oh, feel it, oh, feel it, my love. Oh, need it, oh, feel it, my love. Feel it. See what you're doing to me. See what you're doing to me. God, but you're beautiful. Keep on a moving in, so keep on a tuning in, synchronize rhythm now. Oh, feel it, my love. Oh, feel it, my love. Oh, you're doing to me. See what you're doing to me. See what you're doing to me. As you shift along the floor, I find it hard to place my face. How did I come to be here anyway? It's terribly vague, what's gone before. I could have been anyone.
You could have been anyone's dream.
Why did
As part of our special presentation of Kate Bush's debut album, The Kick Inside, that was a song featuring her older brother Patty on mandolin, Ode to Be in Love. Before that, we heard the erotic ballad, Feel It. Credit to Kate for being able to write with that level of maturity at such a young age. Simply incredible. And we started off that set with James and the Cold Gun. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and yesterday, July 30th, Kate Bush turned 65. So in honor of the occasion, I'm spotlighting her debut album, The Kick Inside. And up next, we have L'Amour, Look Something Like You.
You came out of the night wearing a basket. Sleeping it up at the station. Well, you only
As we come towards the end of Kate Bush's 1978 debut, The Kick Inside, that was Room for the Life. Before that, we heard Them Heavy People. The idea for the song came when Kate was sitting in her parents' house one day. In her head, she heard the phrase, rolling the ball, and thought it would be a good way to start a song, so she ran to the piano and played it, got the chords down, and worked on it from there. Them Heavy People was the second of two songs she performed when she appeared on SNL on December 9, 1978. The guest host that week was comedian Eric Idle, and earlier this month, I watched Kate's full SNL performance on the Daily Motion website. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and over the last few years, I've been getting more into Kate Bush's music, and this includes watching various performance clips. She is so fun to watch. The choreography, which sometimes includes backup dancers, her facial expressions, and the costumes. I love all of it. And some of her early TV performances look like something you see on a Broadway stage, and they're anything but boring. Good stuff. Up next is the final track on The Kick Inside. It was inspired by a 19th century murder ballad about a heroine who's pregnant with her brother's child. Her brother murders her and tries to cover it up. After he confesses, he flees on a ship, never to return. This is Kate Bush with The Kick Inside.
Must
Closing out our presentation of The Kick Inside, that was the title track. In 2022, Kate saw a career resurgence that no one could have predicted, and it started when the Netflix series Stranger Things featured her 1985 song, Running Up That Hill, during its fourth season. It became the most streamed song on Spotify in several places throughout the world, including the UK, Australia, and right here in the States. The song also re-entered the charts in various places throughout the world, including the U.S. When it was released in 1985, it peaked at number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100, making it Kate's biggest hit in the U.S. at the time, and her only top 40 hit. However, in June of 2022, it re-entered the Hot 100 at number 8. The following month, it peaked at number 3. Not bad for a song that was released when the A-Team was still on the air. Some longtime fans were upset with Gen Zers who just discovered Kate Bush in 2022. And I don't get that at all. I mean, I think it's great that younger people discovered her. Who cares how it happened as long as it happened? Hopefully, it'll lead them to check out some of the other songs in her catalog. Kate released a statement in which she said it's really exciting that Running Up That Hill re-entered the charts. She also mentioned that she's a fan of Stranger Things, too. Before this year, Kate was nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018, 2021, and 2022. After the renewed interest in Kate due to Stranger Things, I felt she had a good chance to finally get inducted, and that's what happened. Back in May, it was announced that she'll be in the 2023 inductee class, with the ceremony taking place on Friday, November 3rd, 2023, in Brooklyn. I haven't heard any news on who will induct Kate, or if she'll appear in person to accept the honor, but the bottom line is that the honor is long overdue and well-deserved. I've been thinking about The Kick Inside and how it didn't get a lot of attention in the U.S. when it came out in 1978. It shows you how the world and the music industry have changed. Social media has had a huge impact on pop music. Plus, teen female singer-songwriters are embraced more today than they were in the past. If The Kick Inside came out today, I'll bet it would have been a big hit in the U.S. and earned Kate some Grammy nominations as well. Kind of like what singer-songwriters such as Lorde, Billie Eilish, and Olivia Rodrigo experienced with their debut albums, which came out when they were teenagers like Kate. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and closing out the hour is a track from Kate's second album, Lionheart, which came out in 1978 on my birthday, which is November 13th. The song references Hammer Films, the company best known for a series of gothic horror and fantasy films made from the mid-1950s until the 1970s. However, Kate came up with the idea for the song after watching James Cagney in the 1957 biopic Man of a Thousand Faces, which wasn't a Hammer film. In 1979, she said the song was inspired by seeing Cagney in the role of Chaney playing the Hunchback. She added that he was an actor, in an actor, in an actor, like Chinese boxes, and that's what she was trying to create. This is Kate Bush with Hammer Horror.
Ooh.
From the album Lionheart, that was Kate Bush with Hammer Horror. I recently discovered that tune, and I'm digging it, especially the vocal arrangements and tempo changes. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and I want to thank you for joining me for this special presentation of The Kick Inside by Kate Bush, an excellent album by one of the most innovative artists in pop music. This is WKUFLP Flint, 94.3 FM. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day.